The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The cradle of humanity lies south of the Sahara, which begs the question as to how our species made its way past the desert. The Sahara is the largest hot desert in the world and would seem a major barrier for any human striving to migrate off the continent. Scientists have often focused on the Nile Valley as the corridor by which humans left Africa. However, considerable research efforts have failed to uncover evidence for its consistent use by people leaving the continent, and precisely how watery it has been over time is controversial. Now it turns out the Sahara might not have been quite as impassable as once thought, not only for humanity, but for fish as well. Fish appear to have swam across the Sahara during its last wet phase, sometime between 10,000 and 6,000 years ago. So the Sahara was not always necessarily a barrier to the migrations of animals and people. Using satellite imagery and digital maps of the landscape, researchers found the Sahara was once covered by a dense network of rivers, lakes, and inland deltas. This large waterway channeled water and animals into and across the Sahara during wet, green times.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.